Hairdressers, driving lessons and many outdoor activities are reopening in Northern Ireland as they begin to ease restrictions after 3 months of lockdown. More than a million people in the north have had their first vaccine, but three more COVID-related deaths were reported on Thursday and another 120 new cases. Dr. Gerry Waldron is the head of health protection at Northern Ireland's. Excuse me, Dr. Waldron, Public Health Agency, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
Give us the COVID picture in Northern Ireland as you reopen some close contact services and outdoor activities today.
Well, as you mentioned, Anya, we're still seeing numbers of cases and tragically we're still getting deaths. But those numbers are much, much lower than they were when we started into lockdown and even in the middle of January when we were seeing the peak of this particular wave. So things are moving in the right direction. It's a positive picture, and we're taking tentative steps to move a little bit closer towards normality. But they are very tentative, and the messages that we're giving to people is that despite the easing of the restrictions, we are asking people to still be very, very careful because the virus is still out there. The virus is highly transmissible, and it wouldn't take very much for us to get back into a bad place again. So care and attention as we ease ourselves out of lockdown.
The vaccination rollout in Northern Ireland, where's it at?
Well, as you've mentioned again, Anya, we've over a million people vaccinated, and a large number of those have actually received their second doses, particularly in the very vulnerable people, the over 80s, the over 70s. We've had a very good uptake in those age groups, kind of going into the high 90%. So we're in a very, very good place. We have a large proportion of the most vulnerable people have been vaccinated and are protected. But at the same time, vulnerable people are very healthy people, if they get COVID, can have tragic consequences. It's more unusual, but it still can happen. So that's why we keep urging people to be careful, keep themselves safe, and keep their community and their loved ones safe.
What's your take on the concerns over rare blood clots and the Astra and Johnson vaccines? Hello, Dr. Gerry Waldron. We appear to have, unfortunately, we appear to have lost the connection with Dr. Gerry Waldron there. That's Dr. Gerry Waldron, the head of health protection at Northern Ireland's Public Health Agency. And we'll be hearing more later in the programme from our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who I believe will be in a barber's or a hairdresser's, which is where we'd all love to be this morning.